We continue our conversations with Canucks, and right now we have two more Swedes joining us, and I love it when the Swedes join us because I feel like I'm back at home again. Jacob Markstrom and Alex Edler. Boys, what's going on?
Not much, just getting ready for Jake Milford golf tournament, and excited to see pretty much every guy on the team is back in town and ready to get going for tomorrow.
Well, and Jacob, what was your offseason like? I know you love to watch sports as much as possible. You get out as much as you can. Did you get a chance to catch any soccer or get to any events, or was it a relaxing summer?
It was more of a relaxing summer this year. I spent a lot of time, well, pretty much all my time in Sweden, in my hometown, and just relaxed and worked out and spent time with my family.
It looked like the two of you together were on a trip, I think, last weekend. It was on someone's Instagram. Might have been your Instagram. But it looked like a really nice lake. Is that just one of those last trips before the season really gets going? And how relaxing was that when you're talking about having a nice summer?
Yeah, that was just around the corner. It's we took a helicopter ride, and a friend of mine, Bradley. So, that was a great experience. It's always nice to see the nature and, travel around the close area. Like, it's not far away, but it's so beautiful.
Alex, it was summer. You signed the contract. You're back here with Vancouver. All that business side is now in the past. And how nice is it to now just focus on next couple of years? You know, you've seen new players coming. You got Quinn Hughes on that defense. Your level of excitement heading into this year, because it's bound to be a big one for this Vancouver Canucks squad.
Yeah, very excited, like every year. And like you say, I'm happy we got the contract done, and I'm here for another 2 years. This time of the year, it's always exciting. We added a few more players this summer, which are very good players. So that should be really help us this year. So training camp starting tomorrow, and I think everyone's excited to get back at it. It's another long summer for us, we're all excited.
Well, and then, Alex, when we look at the blue line, I know there's been a lot of injuries the past couple of years, and a team in transition is trying to add more veterans. And now all of a sudden, Jordy Benn comes in, Tyler Myers comes in, Quinn Hughes will be here for a full season. How much more confident does the entire group feel when you add more depth to that blue line?
Well, I think it's always important to have that throughout your whole team, because, every team in this league, they go through injury times, there's nothing you can do about that. obviously, we've been a little bit unlucky in that department the last few years, but that's when you need that, so that's always a good thing.
Now, when it comes to goalies as well, Jacob, and, the defensive structure is not only on the defense, it's also on the forward group, and all of a sudden, you played really well last year, and you were under siege a lot at the time. You're able to keep your team in games a lot more. It might be a lot more different now with the team being a lot stronger, but how much easier does that make your job to some extent? Or is it also like harder sometimes when you're facing a little less shots if the chances aren't as much? Like, how do you navigate that as a goalie?
Well, for me, I just, I'm doing what I'm, I'm so focused. All you got to do is, focus on the next puck. And, obviously, it's great to have a really good D-man. The D-man we signed this summer and get some new faces is always exciting. And but for me, not much change. If the goalie stops the pucks, you usually win the game. So it's for me to try to get better this year than last year.
And when it comes to working with Ian Clark, last year you guys had a lot of success together. And what did you work on this offseason heading into this season? Like, what was your main focus of maybe not improve necessarily, but what you wanted to work on more than anything to head into this season?
Well, pretty much everything we started building last year. That was, both Ian and myself. It's a good start, but it's nowhere near where myself want to be at. So I got a lot of things to work on and just keep building on what we started last year and, adding things throughout the year and, throughout this training camp.
How different do you guys now train during the summer? Because I'm sure it's always changing. And as you're getting a little older or as you learn new techniques, new things, you're always changing diet or maybe changing a workout routine. Alex, I'll ask you, as you're coming back here, it's probably far different from when you were starting as, say, a rookie or maybe your first couple of years in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, throughout the year, I think workouts in general are changing a little bit. And, individually, it kind of depends what you've gone through with your body, and if you need to do some kind of rehab or if you need to strengthen some parts due to injuries and things like that. I go into every summer and just try to get stronger, get better wherever I can and wherever it's needed.
Alex Adler, Jacob Markstrom, thanks so much for giving us some time here tableside at the Jake Milford Charity Invitation. We look forward to seeing you in Victoria. Best of luck this season, and have some more fun on the golf course.
Yeah.
Like I said to the guys before, hopefully you won't play a lot of golf until later in the summer this
year. Yeah, that's right.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.